is Detroit Lions Football Game Day on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Brought to you in part by Ford Motor Company, the Sam Bernstein Law Firm, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Blue Care Network, Xfinity from Comcast, Henry Ford Health System, Bud Light, McDonald's, ABC Warehouse, Consumers Energy Business Solutions, Blue Diamond Almonds, 5-Hour Energy, and Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Today's game is brought to you locally by Citizens Bank, U.S. Park, Crown Royal, Lucido Fine Jewelry, Flagstar Bank, Buddy's Pizza, Protexcel, the University of Toledo, Health Plus of Michigan, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Crittenden Hospital Medical Center.
From Ford Field, Dan Miller, Jim Brandstetter, and Tony Ortiz.
Getting set for the 73rd Thanksgiving Day game here in the city of Detroit. They have lost their last eight on this holiday. They will try to turn that around against the Texans team playing for the first time ever on Thanksgiving. From the broadcast booth to the field, here's Tony Ortiz.
Dan and Jim, happy Thanksgiving, first of all. Tradition important in sports, and nowhere is that tradition celebrated more than right here on Thanksgiving Day with the annual Lions game here at Ford Field. A tradition quarterback Matthew Stafford grew up with in Dallas, but has really embraced since arriving here in the Motor City.
Thanksgiving is awesome. Obviously, to be one of the few teams that's on TV playing on Thanksgiving, it's an honor. I know as a team we love it. As an organization, we love it. I know our city loves it, and our fans, you know, love coming out to it. It's just something special about it.
Stafford and the Lions trying to break a 7-year losing skid on Thanksgiving Day. Last time Detroit sent the fans home to their turkey dinners with smiles on their faces, back in 2003 when Detroit beat the Green Bay Packers right here, 22-14.
All right, Tony, thank you very much. Lions set to get the football first. Stephon Logan back deep. Opening kickoff brought to you by the new 2013 Ford F-150 with EcoBoost.
What a great day in Detroit.
Beautiful outside.
Beautiful weather outside. The parade went off without a hitch. Alto Reed with a wonderful version of their Star Spangled Banner, native Detroiter at halftime. We're looking forward to Kid Rock. It just doesn't get any better than this, Dan, and I, for one, am glad to be with you and with the whole crew here on Thanksgiving. As Lloyd Carr used to say when he'd go out and play football, there's no place I'd rather be.
Beautiful. Let's do it. Glad you're with us, folks. Let's enjoy the holiday. Lions set to get the football first. Shane Graham will kick it off for the Texans. Mike Brad has given me some numbers, Brandon, as the Lions get set to receive. Last time the Lions scored a touchdown on their opening drive, what would you think that was? Regular season.
They haven't done it this year, have they?
Week 17 last year in Green Bay.
Man.
It's time. Stafford to Young on that day. Young not available today, but there are others that would likely step in.
And I remember that game in Green Bay. That was a shootout. That was a game where I think Matt Flynn made himself about $3 or $4 million.
Yes, he did. And he is earning it by watching in Seattle currently. But he got it. Last three games, the Lions have only scored 3 points in the first quarter. Only one touchdown in the first quarter all season. Be a good day to snap that. All right, here we go. Graham with a run up in the kick. Logan will settle under at 6 yards deep and take a knee in the end zone for a touchback. Lions will have it first and 10 at their own 20. Out comes the offense. And the big change that we have talked about, Riley Reiffen at left tackle for the injured Jeff Backus today. Your words to him as he heads out on the field would be what?
Play your best. Be smart. Don't miss assignments. Do what we drafted you to do. Be an everyday left tackle.
Lions come out, two receiver set. Mike Thomas goes and left. Calvin Johnson to the right. Two tight ends, Pettigrew and Heller.
Let me add one thing. Riley, you belong here.
Lines up. At that left tackle spot, first and 10. Stafford up under center. Fakes the give to LeSure. Stepping up in the pocket. Going to get hit. Going to go down. Sacked. J.J. Watt came off the right side of that offensive line that time and beat guys to Sherrillis.
Man, I was looking over on the other side, and they let Riley Reef double-team the down tackle, and they put Will Heller out there on the other guy, and it was J.J. Watt from the other side that made the play.
12.5 sacks on the year now for Watt, second in the NFL coming in. Not the way you want to start with a loss of 7.
You worry about the left tackle, and guess where the first breakdown is? At the other side on right tackle.
Well, know where that guy is. He's been about as dominant as they come in the National Football League this year. Now he shifts over to the right side. of that defense, where he'll be matched up against the left tackle, Reef. Stafford wants to throw on second and down, steps up and does. Behind his intended receiver, Ryan Broyles, incomplete. Coverage out there by Bruce McCain.
It's so tough, Dan, when you get that negative play on first down and you're behind the down boxes to make anything happen. And when you get that first down sack like that and you're in this third and 17 shot, it just makes the whole offense a little bit less effective.
Third down and 17 for the Lions. They go empty. Stafford out of the gun. Looking out of that defense, hard count. And it looked like the Texans jumped across. J.J. Watt looked like he was in early.
Neutral zone infraction, number 99 on the defense. 5-yard penalty, still third down.
Makes it a little more manageable. You go from third and 17 to third and 12 for the Lions as they scrimmage from their own 18-yard line.
And the Lions take out a tight end and bring Mike Thomas, wide receiver, back in there. So, you know, maybe they're going to try to spread Houston out a little bit, which means you want good, solid protection because one of those protectors in a tight end is not in there.
Three receiver set for the Lions. Calvin Johnson, Ryan Broyles, Mike Thomas. Stafford out of the gun, empty backfield. Third and 12, opening possession of the game. Stafford hard count. Texans don't bite. Now he takes back to pass. Drifting left, setting it, throwing, got a man wide open. First down, Ryan Broyles has it right side. Across the 40, then out to the 44-yard line he goes. Daniel Manning forces him out after a 26-yard gain and a first down.
Got to tell you, they had Joey Bell in the game at running back. He slipped over there next to Riley Reiff at a wing back, and they just absolutely hammered J.J. Watt on a chip, pushed him inside. Reef took him inside the rest of the way, and Stafford bailed out of the pocket a little bit to his left to buy some time and was able to throw a strike in there to Broyles.
First and 10 Lions now from their own 43. Stafford turns, gives to LeSure, running right. And LeSure is wrapped up and taken down by Antonio Smith. Short gain, got a yard on the play. It'll be second and 9.
Well, that's a big third down conversion for Detroit. Just from a field position standpoint, Dan, something we talked about earlier, the number of times the Lions had started a possession inside their 20. But now they're out to the 45. That first down was huge in the sense that you want to have field position in your favor.
Second and 9 for the Lions. Stafford out of the gun. LeSure to his right. Two receivers left, one right. Opening drive of the game. Stafford takes. Sets in the pocket, throws right side, got a man, Calvin, diving and making the catch inside the 40-yard line. Megatron hauling it in down at the 35. He beat Alan Ball, the Detroit native, on the play, and picks up 20.
And Stafford was under the gun. He had to throw that ball early to a spot, and Calvin got to the spot. Aren't many guys in this league that can get to that spot, but he did.
Calvin Johnson over the 7,000-yard mark for his career. Just the second Lion to ever do that, joining Herman Moore. Old number 84 holds the franchise record with 9,174 yards. Here come the Lions. Stafford gives. LeSure right side, cutting out at the 30. Back inside on the numbers at the 25 and down to the 24-yard line. Big block by Brandon Pettigrew to help spring him for 12 yards.
And Calvin Johnson downfield also helping out, working on the corner. The safeties that time were backed up. Because of Calvin's catch, Houston goes to a two-high safety, and they don't come up to worry about the run, and the Lions catch them in it, and they get a good running play by LeSure.
First and 10 Lions now from the Texans 24. Opening drive of the game, Stafford out of the gun, LeSure to his left. Long count. Now Matthew takes, straight drop, looks left, throws. Incomplete, wide of his intended target, Calvin Johnson. Johnson cut in at the 15. Looked like Stafford threw to the outside, and the ball skips away on the turf. First quarter brought to you by the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Injured? Call 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today.
Before the game, we talked a little bit about Matthew Stafford and that accuracy issue. There's a play where you've got an open receiver. Calvin Johnson basically running a hook route. He gets the respect of the defense, so they stay behind him. They're worried about him getting deep. You've got to connect on that play.
Second down and 10 for the Lions from the Texans 24. Stafford goes empty out of the gun. Two receivers left, two right. Stafford takes. Now he throws, receiver screen right side. Mike Thomas, 20. Mike Thomas, 15. And Mike Thomas with a first down down to the 11-yard line. Just a little receiver screen to Mike Thomas, who makes the catch for 12 yards at a first down. Into the red zone they go, brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park.
Key block out there is Gosner Chehalis. Gets out in front of Thomas. He gets a block on the outside backer, and that gives the inside cut to Thomas to get upfield to get good yardage.
Three tight ends set for the Lions. First and 10 from the Texan 12. Stafford takes, looks left, throws out there, incomplete, wanted Calvin, and Stafford threw a fastball in there, and Calvin just couldn't get to it. And again, that just doesn't look like they're on the same page there, Brandon.
It doesn't, and that's the second time this possession. We talked about it earlier on the hook route where Stafford was behind Calvin. There's a slant cut that they throw every day in practice, what, 20 times? They throw it in warm-ups 10 times. You've got to connect on that ball, especially when Calvin's open.
10th play of the drive coming up. They have covered 68 yards so far. Second and 10 from the Texan 12. Stafford fakes the inside handoff. Looks, throws, end zone. Got a man incomplete in and out of the hands of Ryan Broyles. Bruce McCain got a hand in there. And it'll bring up third down and 10.
I'll tell you what, that's a great throw there by Stafford, because he drops it right over the helmet of McCain. And I give McCain a lot of credit. Broyles had both hands on the ball, and McCain came up through the middle and just got enough of the football to bat it away. Otherwise, that's a touchdown.
I think if you're Broyles, you got to find a way to come up with that ball. That's a terrific back shoulder throw by Stafford. Here we go. Third down and 10 for the Lions from the Texan 12. Empty backfield, Stafford out of the gun. Two receivers left, two right. Matthew takes, looks, throws, got Scheffler at the five. Scheffler at the three, and diving for a first down at the two-yard line.
Well, that's going to be close. I think he's got it, though.
I think he's got it by the nose of the football. They needed to get to the two, and they got right there. First and goal it will be for the Lions.
What did we talk about before the game? Who are the guys who are going to have to come up? If they're going to try to take Calvin away, you got to have guys like Scheffler and Broyles make plays. Well, so far in this drive, we've seen Scheffler, we've seen Broyles, and we've seen Thomas make plays along with Calvin. When you got all four of those guys working, Houston's going to have problems defensively.
First and goal for the Lions from the two. Stafford out of the gun, LeSure to his right. Two receivers left, one right. Matthew takes, hands off. LeSure, 2-1, end zone, touchdown, Detroit Lions.
Boy, give it to that offensive line in the middle of that offensive line. Sims, Rayola, and Peterman double team the nose guard into the end zone, and that guy gives LeSure enough of a crease to get into the end zone behind that block. Beautifully done.
Sixth rushing touchdown of the year for LeSure. The drive, 80 yards and 12 plays.
First opening drive touchdown since game 17 a year ago.
Yep, since they played the Packers in the final regular season game last year. Just the second first quarter touchdown all season long. Hanson for the extra point. It's up and good. And the Lions lead it by a score of 7-0 with 9:58 to go first quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network want to thank all of the men in Michigan who grew mustaches during the month of November. With this simple act, they help spread the word that most health issues like prostate cancer, heart disease, and other diseases are highly curable if caught in the early stages. So it's really important to always see your doctor regularly, which is also why Blue Cross is giving away fun commemorative towels at today's Lions game. So when thousands of Lions fans wave them during the game, we can all be reminded that together we can help reduce the number of deaths from cancer. So men in Michigan, schedule an appointment with your doctor today. To learn more, visit ahealthiermichigan.org/Movember or tweet a picture of your stash to hashtag ShowYomo. That's hashtag ShowYomo. And help us change the face of men's health in Michigan.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. 68 presses, 53 machine centers, 22 lasers, 15 injection molding machines. Another reason the three-dimensional services group is the unbelievable prototyping company. Plastic or metal, they are the 24/7 rapid response supplier of functional prototypes and low-volume production parts. Call 800-959-0804 or log on to threedimensional.com to put decades of experience in rapid tool design design, and advanced product development to work for you. Call 3D today at 800-959-0804.
Drive through McDonald's today and grab a small premium roast coffee for just $1 all day, every day. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
I like it when it's this easy. Bell Tire first half contestant is Tom Rowe from Hemlock, Michigan. If the Lions score a touchdown this half, which they have, Tom will win a $100 gift card, which he has, and a Lions jersey courtesy of Bell Tire, which he gets. Go to belltire.com, click the touchdown contest promotion button.
That's an opening drive touchdown against the number 4 ranked defense in the league. And the Lions made it look easy, except for that first third down play where Stafford was able to connect with Broyles. Key play in that drive, that third down conversion. After that, the Lions were red hot offensively.
Keyshawn Martin, native of Inkster, John Glenn High School, and Michigan State back deep.
Knowing him from college, he is a scary return man. That guy is something.
238 return yards last week, 76 on punts, 162 on kickoffs. Third all-time in team history. Hanson sends him to the left side. This is returnable from 3 yards deep. Back to the 5 to the 10, trying to get outside. He cuts it up at the 15, and he's taken down at the 20-yard line with a flag down as well. Tackled by Stephon Logan. Flag thrown right in the area where Keyshawn Martin was taken down after a 23-yard return.
Personal foul, grasping the face mask, number 11, kicking team, 15-yard penalty.
Texans will have it at the 35-yard line after the penalty. And they'll have their first possession, trailing 7-0 with 9:50 to go first quarter. We'll step aside. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments.
Both feet in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game, Sunday afternoons.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel, with live cut-ins to the top games every Saturday. Plus, you can download the Watch ESPN app from the App Store to watch your favorite ESPN networks live, wherever you go, on your tablet or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite or U-verse. Sign up for Xfinity TV and internet for just $79.99 a month for 6 months. Plus, get the sports entertainment package included for 3 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 11/30/12. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
Hi, Chuck Gatica here for Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. You know, this is a company with experience and integrity. Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical has been around for 40 years. Four generations of family to service you and me. And right now, as you're getting ready for the chill to kind of creep back in, get set with a special, $20 off on the fall furnace clean and check. That's right, normally $89.95, now $69.95. Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Check them out online at familyheating.com.
Buddy's Pizza invites you to give the gift of square taste with Buddy's gift cards. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a free 4-square cheese pizza with one topping. Visit buddyspizza.com and order today.
After the penalty on Stephon Logan on the opening kickoff to the Texans, their field position now their own 35. Schaub up under center. Arian Foster, the lone back. Two tight ends set. Schaub takes, turns, fakes the give to Foster, plays dead with two flags down. And that's going to be Houston moving early.
75 offense. 5-yard penalty. Field first down.
Crowd's this making crowd, some noise.
I was going to say, this crowd's on go. This Thanksgiving Day crowd in Detroit, as good as they get, and they caused a false start there.
Today's game brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, official health care of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
And here they,
of first and 10, it's first and 15.
Here comes the 12th man again, Dan.
They are out in force. Schaub to throw, looking right, does. Knocked away. Chris Houston, great defense on Andre Johnson out at the 35-yard line.
Well, you see the way Houston covered that? He didn't have help behind him, but he was very tight on Andre Johnson. Now, Andre Johnson has lost some of the speed to get behind people in his 10 years in the league, and I think Houston doesn't respect it very much the way he played that one.
How many times this year have we said too much space given up? That, not a case there. Second down, 15. Schaub turns, gives to Foster. Nope, wants to throw. Setting up a screen right side to his fullback. It's Garrett Graham over the right side. Didn't get much. Tackled right at the line of scrimmage.
Nick Fairley. Woo! Was that big? Fairley followed the screen, saw it, and ran the tight end down. Boy, this guy's been playing great last couple weeks, and early here in this game, he continues.
Justin Forsett in the game on third and 15. Time for this defense to get off the field. This crowd standing, cheering, making noise. Schaub will go out of the gun. Keyshawn Martin in. Three receivers set for Houston. They go on the inside handoff. It's Forsett, and he's not getting much. Got to the 33 for a gain of three. Tackled by Justin Durant. That'll bring up fourth down, and the punting unit will come on.
Great series with the defense. And I think the key there is that first down play. They try to throw it to Andre Johnson. Houston's tight, causes them a problem. And then they really do a great job because of the offside or the false start penalty. Put them behind the down box. Houston can't do anything with it.
Donnie Jones on. This guy's got a big leg. 46.2-yard average gross, 40-yard net. Back deep for the Lions, Stephon Logan. Jones has it. Drives it with that left leg. Logan to his right. Catches it at the 15. Up the right sideline. Doesn't get much. Gets out to the 18-yard line. The Lions will have it there. First down and 10 after a 52-yard punt and a 3-yard return. 7-0 Lions. They've got the football back. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Announcing the first-ever Bell Tire Black Friday sale. This Friday only from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Save $50 off a set of four new tires installed. If you need tires, get them on Black Friday and get the lowest tire price, period. Plus, an extra $50 off a set of four new passenger or light truck tires. Save on top brands like Michelin, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Mastercraft, and more. All at the lowest tire price, period. And an extra $50 off during our one-day-only 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Black Friday sale. Plus, our Bell Tire installation package includes services others can't offer at any price, like free lifetime alignment checks, free lifetime nitrogen inflation, and more. Don't miss Bell Tire's first-ever Black Friday sale, the lowest tire price, period. Plus, an extra $50 off a set of any four tires. Friday only, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., only at Bell Tire.
Tomorrow only, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., don't miss the first-ever Bell Tire Black Friday sale, where you'll save $50 off a set of any four tires. For the Bell Tire nearest you, call 1-888-GO-BELL or go to belltire.com. Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. only.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Let me tell you about Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. I love hustle and hard work. That's why this may be my favorite Bernstein Advantage. It's not enough to be smart about the law. You've got to bring it every day. And the Bernsteins do just that. They're relentless. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan wants to remind men that most men's health issues like prostate cancer are highly curable if caught in the early stages. Learn more at ahealthiermichigan.org/Movember.
Lions game day will continue after this pause for station identification on the Detroit Lions Radio Network. This is Lions Radio, 97.1. The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
Lines up, 7-0. They've got it. First and 10 from their own 18-yard line. Stafford turns, gives to LeSure. Cut back left, not much. Got back to the line of scrimmage. That's about it. Brady James, the middle linebacker, one of the inside backers, and that 3-4 defense takes him down. By the way, on the drive, the Lions had to open the game. Matthew Stafford went over the 3,000-yard passing mark for the season, now at 3,055. He was 4 out of 8 for 67 yards on that opening drive.
8 passes, 3 runs on the opening drive, too. Now, I think for the Lions, that's a nice mix. They are most dangerous throwing the football.
Lions got one on first down, second down and 9. Stafford gives to LeSure, and he's wrapped up immediately. Might have lost a yard or 2. Back to the 17-yard line. Antonio Smith came crashing down.
This defensive front is so fast, and I think that's what you don't realize on tape when you watch them. In person, Dan, these guys up there are fast and quick, and they make people whiff up front. If you're not careful, you'll absolutely miss them.
Kevin Smith into the game for the Lions on third down and 10. They converted a big third down in their opening drive. What will they do here? Stafford empty, out of the gun. Drifts back to his eight, sets, throws right side. Got Broyles out there and overthrows him in the Texan territory at the 45-yard line. Boy, Broyles was open. He would have been there for a touchdown, but he just couldn't get to it.
Broyles,
man, the last two weeks, Brandy, you know, how many chances for touchdowns have they missed?
I think three long balls, two to Calvin, this one to Broyles. But Broyles benefits there from the Houston attention to Calvin. He was able to get behind his corner and the safety late getting there because he was shading to Calvin's side.
Nick Harris to punt. Keyshawn Martin back deep for Houston. Harris sends it on its way. Martin to his left. Fields it at the 40-yard line and steps out at the 41. That's where the Texans will take over. 41-yard punt, short return. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
Honey?
Yeah?
Be honest.
Okay.
Do you love me solely because of my devastating good looks?
Yes.
But what about my brain?
Eh.
How about now?
Wow.
A veritable feast all ordered off McDonald's dollar menu.
A beefy McDouble sandwich, fruit and yogurt parfait, a refreshing sweet tea.
All delicious and only a buck each.
I was so wrong, honey.
That's all right.
Now I do love you for your brain.
And my dimpled chin.
Eh.
McDonald's dollar menu. The simple joy of being smart. I participate in McDonald's, a la carte only.
When I was a student at the University of Toledo, I had an internship and was involved in a marketing club. I learned all about being a leader, working on a team, and managing my own projects. I had always thought it would be really cool to work in the auto industry because my grandpa worked for Ford. So when I graduated and interviewed with the company, I knew it was my UT experience that helped me land the position. I'm Amanda, and UT turned my dream into a job.
Learn more about the University of Toledo during our fall campus preview days, going on now.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan wants to remind men that most men's health issues like prostate cancer are highly curable if caught in the early stages. Learn more at ahealthiermichigan.org/Movember.
After the play, there was a call of unsportsmanlike conduct against Keyshawn Martin. So instead of Houston taking over at their own 41, they lose 15 yards on the penalty, back to the 26. That's a big break for the Lions, Brandon.
Big break indeed. It takes some field position away from Houston, which, of course, the Lions want to have. And look at the Lions up front. They got Lawrence Jackson over there at the right defensive end for Kyle Vandenbosch. I think this is not an injury situation, just giving him a little bit of a break. Vandenbosch and Lojack will go right defensive end. Averill stays at left defensive end.
Today's game brought to you by ABC Warehouse, official electronics provider of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. So after the penalty, Houston's got it. First and 10 from their own 26. And it was Keyshawn Martin mixing it up with Travis Lewis after the play that caused the penalty. Schaub to throw on first down. Looks right. Drifts further back. Throws left. Got a man wide open at the 50-yard line and underthrew him. Owen Daniels was running alone at the 50. There was not a Lion within 10 yards of him. If Schaub puts it on the numbers, maybe he gets tackled, but there's a 50-50 chance he's gone. Ndamukong Suh, though, prevented Schaub from getting much on that throw with pressure up the middle.
Suh didn't allow Schaub to step into the throw. As a matter of fact, Schaub a little slow getting up because Suh gave him pressure up the middle, and Sue's leg came over and kicked Schaub. That's why he was slow getting up.
Second down and 10. Texans from their own 26. Lions up 7-0 in the first. Schaub turns. Gives to Arian Foster. Moving right out to the 29-yard line. Just shy of the 30. Stephen Tulloch wraps him up. Takes him down. That is a gain of, depending upon the spot, 4 on the play. It'll bring up 3rd and 6.
Tell you what. Somebody blew a coverage earlier when Daniels got so wide open behind the defense, and the Lions are going to have to shore that up. That's a safety linebacker that blew a coverage, and that's going to have to be addressed already probably or certainly the next time they go to the sideline.
Texans 0-for-1 on third down. Looking at a third and a long six here. Shaw back, sets, throws. Wanted Johnson incomplete at the 34-yard line. Broken up by Drayton Florence. That'll bring up fourth down, and again, Houston will have to punt it away with 5:59 to go in the first, and the Lions up by a touchdown, 7-0.
Boy, Florence did a nice job there again on their great receiver, Andre Johnson. Tight coverage, came in over the shoulder, knocked the ball away. And Florence, kind of lucky that he's playing this week. Last week after the first play, he came out with concussion symptoms, but he was cleared to play Tuesday, and now he's out here making plays.
Donnie Jones to punt. Second time today, line drive. Logan says everybody get back, hits at the 30-yard line, takes a big Texans bounce inside the 20 and down near the 17-yard line. That's where they'll say it went out. Lions will have it right there, first and 10, 53-yard punt, aided by about a 13-yard bounce. Lions lead 7-0, 5:49 to go, first quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. When your battery loses its power, you lose your ability to get out, get around, and get things done. When it's time to replace your battery, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the Super Start battery that's an exact fit for your vehicle. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, O'Reilly Auto Parts has the Super Start battery you need at a guaranteed low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for a reliable, hardworking Super Start battery you can count on. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly.
Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Paul Rinaldi, President of National Air Traffic Controllers Association. Safety is our top priority, and last year was proof. It was the safest year in aviation history. We represent dedicated professionals who work 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, guiding 70,000 flights a day safely to their destination. Next time you fly, remember, we guide you home safely. Visit us at natca.org.
Listen up, everybody. If you've been injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Put the Bernstein Advantage to work for you today. Best call you'll ever make. 1-800-CALL-SAM.
So far today, Houston has struggled offensively. They have run six plays for seven total yards. Lions have it back, first and 10 from their own 17. What a nice long drive here, Brandy. How about a touchdown drive? Let's see how this thing works when you're two scores up. You with me?
It'd be nice.
Are you with me?
Yeah, that's kind of uncharted territory for this team this year. And boy, would that be nice, huh?
Here they come. Stafford out of the gun on first and 10. Two receivers left, one right. Joyke Bell in the game to the right of Matthew. Takes the snap. Got time. Looks. Rolls right. Looking for somewhere to go and just throws it away. Coverage good that time. Stafford nowhere to go and just had to throw it away. Live for another down. Pressure coming from Jared Crick. And that'll bring up now second and 10.
You know, so far in the Lions' first three possessions, Riley Reiff's handling himself pretty well over there. They're giving him some looks, too, with people coming outside, and the Lions are helping out with a chip. But for the most part, that left side's been pretty solid.
Brooks Reed, slow to get up on the play for Houston, being looked at by the training staff of the Texans over on the near sideline at the 36-yard line. So as they take a look at him, we'll tell you that club seats are still available for the Lions' December 22nd game against the Atlanta Falcons. Experience the best sight lines, plush leather seating, gourmet dining, and premium bars. Visit DetroitLions.com or call 313-262-2012.
Boys, Brooks Reeds go off the field. How about, you know, Houston, you talk about injuries. When they lose Brian Cushing, who I think is one of the better inside linebackers in the game today, and yet they're still able to, you know, move on and be a 9-1 team without that key guy in their defense.
How about trading D'Amico Ryans during the offseason and losing Mario Williams as a free agent, and you're still rolling.
And you're still rolling, and you still got guys that can play, and this J.J. Watt's been unbelievable. But really, you lose key guys like that, it shows you the depth that Houston has and the job Gary Kubiak has done as the head coach there.
Connor Barwin UND Jesuit High School, born in Southfield. It's just been terrific for them as well. Just gives them a nice bookend with J.J. Watt. Antonio Smith made the Pro Bowl last year. They have a number of guys that can make plays on that defense.
Yeah, Brady James is no slouch either in there.
Nope.
In his 10th year out of LSU.
Leading tackler for the team coming in. So the Lions will reload on second down and 10 from their own 17. 5:43 to go. First quarter, they're up 7-0. Michael Lashore, 2-yard touchdown run. Delay here as TV went to break, and they're waiting for the network to come back to get this game going again. Lions have two tight ends in the game, along with three receivers, Johnson, Broyles, and Thomas, Scheffler and Pettigrew in there. Second and 10 now from the 17 as the officials give their go-ahead. Matthew Stafford breaks the huddle and comes to the line. Ryan Broyles lines up as a running back to Stafford's right, now splits out slot right. Stafford in the gun. Four down linemen for the Texans. Stafford looking out over that defense. Now he's got the ball. Sets and throws. Got it complete. Left side. Caught by Scheffler across the 20 to the 23-yard line. Brady James knocks him out after a gain of 6. It'll bring up 3rd and 4.
Good job by Scheffler running the route, but another nice throw. Gives the Lions a 3rd down and workable. You know what the Houston team is doing to Riley Reiff over there on the left side? They're widening their defensive tackle and way outside. So they force a one-on-one with Rob Sims and Reiff. And they're really taking away the opportunity for the Lions to help chip.
3rd down and 4 for Detroit. Kevin Smith into the game. Stafford out of the gun. They scrimmage from their own 23. Blitz comes. Stafford rolls the pocket right. Being chased, sets and throws. It is incomplete out at the 42-yard line. Stafford under pressure that time, trying to get to Calvin Johnson. Got both hands on it, but Daniel Manning put a good shot on him to separate him from the football. That'll bring up 4th down, and the Lions will have to punt it away.
And that blitz came from the field. That was the field side where Reiff was lined up. They brought too many guys over there. Again, you got a young player. You try to give him some different looks, and Matthew Stafford was able to roll away from it, but that's where they got the pressure.
Keyshawn Martin back deep for Houston. Nick Harris to punt it away. Harris has got it. Sends it on its way. Doesn't get it to turnover. Martin comes up. Takes a Texans bounce. Back across the 45-yard line. Lions come up with it. Lions are trying to claim that one of the Texans touched it. Did not see that happen, and the officials don't agree
there
either.
There was a Texan blocking, and I think the ball hit him. And
well,
the Lions
are
claiming
Lions
it did.
Football.
The referees have not singled.
Eric Coleman got the ball. There is a discussion down there. Nothing yet.
And the referee signaled now Houston ball. This might be a challenge by Schwartz. This might be a challenge by Schwartz.
Well, it was a clear recovery by the Lions. I haven't gotten a chance to look at a replay yet to see if it, in fact, hit a Titan.
Well, there's a replay on the scoreboard that shows the ball did hit the Titan. This should be Lions' ball.
Oh, it did. It absolutely did. And that red flag's coming out. It's on the field right now. This is going to be Lions football. That hit a Texan. There's no doubt about it. And Eric Coleman heads up play to grab it. It took a Lions bounce back towards.
If the receivers did not touch the ball.
This is going to be Detroit football, Dan. I'm with you on that one.
Well, as they go under the hood to take another look at it, we will send it back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Matt Derry off today. We are very happy to have Dan Hasty with us. Dan, welcome, and take it away.
Good to have you along, Dan, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too. Let's look at the inactives for 4 p.m. with Washington and Dallas. Reports saying Redskins linebacker London Fletcher, who was questionable for today, will play, extending his streak to 235 games. And DeMarco Murray for Dallas, he's expected to miss today with a sprained foot. Good start for the Lions so far. From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, back to Ford Field, to Dan Miller and Jim Brandstad.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. Here we are looking at it. And they're taking a look at it in the replay booth as well. And I guess the question would be whether or not it made contact with Glover Quinn. Sure looked like it did, but it's going to have to be a clear replay for them to overturn the ruling on the field.
It looks as though when you look at the replay, the ball actually changes direction. But again, if it isn't conclusive on the replay, you know, the referee has to stick with the call on the field. And that's why the replay is so key here.
Yeah, I was sure of it a moment ago, but as I look at a couple of different angles, now I'm not so sure, and that's what Walt Coleman's going to have to decide when he goes under the hood. Booth Replay brought to you by Consumers Energy Business Solutions, helping businesses save money. That's our promise to Michigan. How much of it was the bounce off the punt by Nick Harris, and how much of it with the possibility to hit the leg of Glover Quinn?
I think what they're looking at, and they've got one view that shows the ball coming down on the right hip of Quinn, and it actually changes direction a little bit. And I think if they go by that, it looks like he may have touched it.
I don't know if it's conclusive, Brandy. At first I thought it was. I'm guessing, based on watching that replay, they're going to have a difficult time overturning this and giving this back to the Lions.
And this may not go, you know why? Because they don't have an opposite side view on the other side of the field. If they had a camera on Houston's side of the field, they might get this. But you're right, it's way too close. We'll see.
Here's Walt Coleman.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field stands. Detroit will be charged with their first team timeout.
So the Lions lose a challenge and a timeout on that. Boy, it looked conclusive at first glance, but after you looked at it for a while, you're right, Brandy. They have the same angle from our side of the stadium. If they'd had a camera on the other side of the stadium, you would have had conclusive evidence as to whether or not it hit him. I think there was just too many questions when you looked at that replay from this side, because you had a Lion engaged with that player as well.
I mean,
it blocked the view.
It looked to the world like that ball changed direction. But the fact is, you didn't see it on replay change direction or hit the guy. If you don't see it, it's not conclusive, and they cannot rule it as a fumble.
So first and 10 Texans from their own 45. Foster takes the handoff and gets nothing. Met right in the hole by Willie Young. No gain on the play. It'll be second and 10.
That's great play by defensive end coming down the line of scrimmage. Again, reading the handoff and coming off his upfield rush and filling inside right over the center. That's a good read by Willie Young.
Second down and 10. Send one receiver left, one right. It's Andre Johnson lining up tight to the line left side. Chris Houston on him. Schaub takes, turns, gives to Foster, looking for a cutback lane over the right side. Got two to the 47. Met there by Justin Durant. Nice job by Durant to come and take that cutback away. It'll be third and 8.
Never overrun the football. As you're a backside linebacker and you're filling inside out on a direction of a play, don't overrun it and give the cut back to the running back. And Durant did not that time. Played it beautifully.
Keyshawn Martin in, three receiver set. Schaub so far, one out of four. No yards. Crowd making noise. Schaub working from the guns. Got his tight end Owen Daniels in motion left to right. Schaub takes. In the pocket, sets, throws, got to complete to Daniels, who spun down short of the first down at the 46-yard line. Nice work defensively by Justin Durant. No yards after the catch. That'll bring up now fourth down and 1. Let's see what they want to do over that Texan sidelines. They'll send the punting unit on. The third consecutive three and out to start this game.
That's some great work by the Lion defense with Arian Foster and Andre Johnson out there offensively. That's good work. They wouldn't try to pull something fast here on this Thanksgiving Day,
would
they?
Let's keep an eye on that. The personal protector back there, Shiloh Kao. They snap it back to the punter. Donnie Jones drives it with that left leg. Logan calls for the fair catch and makes it right at the 10-yard line, and that's where the Lions will take over. A 36-yard punt, 3 minutes to go first quarter, and the Lions hanging on to that 7-0 lead here at Ford Field. Out of the sidelines we go, and Tony Ortiz.
Dan and Jim, injury update on Texans linebacker Brooks Reed. He has a groin injury. His return to the game is questionable.
All right, Tony, thank you. So far today, Matthew Stafford, 5 out of 12, 73 yards. Lions start this drive from their own 10. Talked about field position last week, Brandy. Right now, that field position working in favor of the Texans. You get a couple of first downs here for the Lions, you can flip that around. No J.J. Watt on that defense for Houston for the moment. Lions have it, first and 10. LeSure the lone back, Stafford up under center. Matthew takes, play action fake, sets throw. Got it, nope, knocked away. Intended out there. for Mike Thomas. Kareem Jackson got a hand in there. That'll bring up second down and 10.
Lions showing some respect to that Houston pass rush. That time they kept Brandon Pettigrew in a max protect situation to give Stafford a little bit more time and not, you know, last couple times we've seen it, he's tried to bail out of the pocket. That time they max protected for him and gave him time.
J.J. Watt back in there, lines up on the left side of that defensive line. Second and 10 for the Lions from their own 10. Stafford goes hard count. Watches how that defense reacts. Now he leans in and takes, drifts back from his own goal line, sets and throws sidearm, incomplete. Wanted Broyles, threw it wide of him. That'll bring up third and 10. Pressure coming that time from Connor Barwin.
Stafford kind of sidearmed that one because of the pressure. Again, upfield speed rushers on this Houston defense at the edges. And they're getting Stafford's attention. And he's unable to really step into anything. That time he had to throw it sidearm.
Stafford shaking that left arm as he gets set to go here. Third and 10, Lions from their own 10. Four down lineman for Houston. Stafford takes, sets the throw, looks, throws, got a complete first down across the 20. It is caught at the 22 by Brandon Pettigrew. It's a 12-yard gain on third and 10. They move the chains. Pettigrew brought down by Glover Quinn.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's a great job by the left side of the offensive line and the center, Dominic Raiola, because they tried to run a twist game over there to the left side, and when that outside guy twisted inside, Raiola was there to bang him, and that gave Stafford the time to get the ball to Pettigrew.
So the Lions get some breathing room, first and 10 now from their own 22. 2:15 to go first quarter. They lead 7-0. Stafford takes inside handoff, LeSure. LeSure following his blockers, 25. LeSure 30 with a flag down. And LeSure with a first down out to the 32-yard line, gain of 11. But there is a flag down, and it looks like this is coming back.
Holding, number 66, offense. 10-yard penalty, still second down.
Steven Peterman called for the hold. And boy, that flag came out. LeSure was already gone by the time that flag came out. That's what teams have been betting against on the Lions all year long, is that they can't go 10, 12 plays without making a penalty, without doing something to stop their drive. And right now, instead of a first down at the 33, you're looking at first and 20 from the 12.
You're right, Dan. Defenses have gone to the tactic of saying, okay, Detroit, we're not going to allow you the big play, so you're going to have to be patient.
Blitz comes. Lions run right into it. And they're going to lose yardage on the play back to the 10. J.J. Watt tackles Michael LeSure. Loss of a couple. It'll be second and 22 now. Clock down to 1:40 to go first quarter. Lions still leading 7-0.
Boy, those holding calls just kill you.
They really do.
And you put yourself 10 yards behind the down backs and you're first and 20. Man, that hurts.
Stafford will operate from the gun on second and 22. The Lions going in the wrong direction right now. Stafford takes. Straight drop. Standing on the goal line, sets and throws, got it complete. Calvin with it to 15, dives out to the 21-yard line. Gets some of that yardage back. Glover Quinn covers him up there, and there's a flag down in the backfield.
Illegal hands to the face, 71. Offense, half the distance to the goal. Still second down.
Yep, Riley Reiff called for the penalty. And instead of being at the 21 with a third down and 11, the Lions are now going to be back at the 5-yard line.
And the tough part about that one, Dan, is that Houston came with just a three-man rush. And the Lions did a great job of protecting. And, he got his hands up into the face. That's something you can't do. And as an offensive lineman, experience-wise, he'll learn as he goes along. But right there, it cost the Lions big yardage in field position.
Second and 27 for the Lions. Stafford standing on his own goal line. Now he takes, straight drop, stepping up in the pocket, looking for somewhere to go. Loads, throws, got a complete. Pettigrew, 25. Pettigrew out to the 28-yard line and to the 29, where he's taken down by Daryl Sharpton. 24 yards on the play. Matt's going to bring up third down and 3.
But that's what you need from Stafford against this defense. The ability to just buy enough time with your feet to get away from the original pass rush. keep your eyes downfield and make a play. That's what he did there.
Lions can let the quarter run out. They don't have to run a play, and they will not. We'll go to the end of the first quarter. Lions leading by a score of 7-0. When we come back, they'll be looking at a third down and 3 from their own 29. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like, is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and EPA, estimated 16 city, 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds. GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter, Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter, and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
There are nearly 1,700 players in the NFL. There are over 2,000 reported injuries each season. And of the 32 physician groups that take care of these professional athletes, only one can be found in your neighborhood. The Henry Ford Medical Group. With over 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, our physicians make up one of the leading group practices in the country and are proud to be the team physicians for the Detroit Lions. And whether you're injured on the gridiron or in the backyard, Henry Ford Medical Group physicians are experts at getting you back on your feet and in the game. So go where the pros go. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD for an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.